The Foundation for North Carolina is a particular kind of nonprofit, a 501c4. To help explain what that means, let's start with another 501c4, Crossroads GPS. You've probably seen its ads.
America's headed towards a cliff, a fiscal cliff. And if Congress doesn't act by New Year's Eve, we'll all go over the edge.
GOP strategist Karl Rove founded Crossroads. 501c4s are technically social welfare organizations. That designation allows them to take unlimited donations and keep their donors secret. They are limited in how much they can advertise for a specific candidate. But they can make all the issue ads they want, which usually end with a line like,
"Tell the president and Congress, act now to stop America from falling off the fiscal cliff before it's too late."
You can expect to see a lot of issue ads from the Foundation for North Carolina.
We can do direct mail. We can do TV. We can do radio. We can do all kinds of advertising on issues, and that's basically what we're looking towards.
That's Jack Hawk, the chairman of the foundation's board. He was also a campaign strategist for McCrory.
I would say that the issues that the organization picks and chooses and will be advocating on will be issues that will be of interest to McCrory.
And Hawk says donors who give more than $25,000 to the foundation may get to attend policy retreats in, say, Pinehurst or Bald Head Island.
We are talking about certain meetings that will be held during the year that perhaps we'll have McCrory or Speaker of the House or President Pro Tem of the Senate or what have you to come in and speak on issues.
Hawk says donors are getting no promises they'll meet with McCrory or anyone else. But that doesn't make it ethical, says Justin Guillory.
I think it's very troubling.
Guillory is with Progress North Carolina, a liberal advocacy group. He says the foundation's setup amounts to a pay-to-play system.
Political fundraising is nothing new, but establishing outside of the campaign finance system, a political nonprofit that's taking huge donations for access to the governor is very troubling.
Governor McCrory laughs off that accusation as nonsense from a group that's out to get him. He says the Foundation for North Carolina won't get any special treatment.
I know they support many of my policies and my initiatives. Many of them are friends of mine.
In fact, the foundation's chairman, Jack Hawk, is still a political advisor to McCrory. But McCrory says that makes no difference.
I'm attending one of their events, just like I attended the League of Raleigh events for my inauguration, and just like I helped raise money for the veterans the other night.
The Foundation for North Carolina is somewhat of a new beast in state politics, though. Catawba College political professor Michael Bitzer says those kind of nonprofits have had a big impact on the national scene the past few years. Now, political strategists are using that blueprint on the state level.
We're going to start seeing more and more money, not just related to campaigns and elections, but influencing policy decisions while legislatures are in session. I think this is going to become, you know, the new normal for how our political environment is going to be working.
Case in point, Republicans in the North Carolina House have created their own nonprofit. They say the idea came in part from the Foundation for North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.